calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright, hello and welcome to yet another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt. Awesome music ahead. The next hour, if you're listening live, maybe on radio, or you could be listening to the podcast. Ahead in the show, we have three of the acts nominated for the latest Indigenous Music Awards here in Canada. We've got Christy Lane Sinclair, Ainsley Simpson, and the band Broken Walls. I've also got some Vancouver music, a new demo from a punk band called Gut Floor, a debut single from Guilt Trap. We've got some brand new Australian music, and we're going to kick it off with a band that I haven't played on this show at all, I believe, and it's a glaring omission. The band is the Underground Lovers from Australia, a much-loved, highly respected Melbourne band that had their origins way back in the late 80s. And I do remember some really strong singles that I heard on Triple J Radio in the 90s. We're going to play one of them on the show, Losing It, from the Dream It Down record. That's the second track we're going to play, but we're also going to play a track from their debut record, Leaves Me Blind, which was much lauded at the time, now seen as a classic. It came out way back in 1992. So they're a really good quality indie rock, shoegaze kind of band. Really amazing amazing quality and texture of their songs and the melodic sense. Although the name Underground Lovers comes from a Italian surrealist play, apparently. And they were around from 1988 to 2002 and then reformed in 2009. And they actually have a record out called Staring at You, Staring at Me, which came out last year on Rubber Records. And we're going to play through the single from that as well. So here's Underground Lovers from Melbourne, Victoria, with three different tracks, starting out from their first album, Leaves Me Blind. This is a track called I Was Right.
Like feeling. faces like time that won't fade away. You're my ticket to ride. You're my ticket in time and the score. She just likes feeling.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You're tuned into a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Classic band there, Underground Lovers from Melbourne, Victoria, still with us after an initial run from 1988 through to 2002, reforming in 2009 with a new record called Staring at You, Staring at Me. And that last track there was the single off that record, and before that tracks from some early records from the band from the 90s. I don't know, you know, a lot about them other than they're very well regarded. I never got a chance to see them play live, but they're one of the all-time great Australian bands of the 90s and present. Brand new Australian music now. Three new artists to introduce to listeners. Starting with Claire Hennessy with her debut EP, April. We're going to hear the title track from that confessional song. This artist spent a lot of time listening to Joni Mitchell growing up. She has roots in Sydney, but also rural Queensland, where her extended family lives. Recorded entirely in her bedroom, this record. After that, we're going to hear from another new artist I've just discovered from Australia, a solo artist, Purkinje, Purkinje. The EP is called Voyager. And again, we got to play the title track. This is a solo artist. His real name is Matt Sheldon. And I believe he produced all the songs himself in a bedroom studio as well. And thirdly, we're going to hear from Scarlet Drive, an alternative rock band from Western Australia, who got in touch with me. You can do that if you go to our blog, austrannerradio.com. Feel free to send me an email. You'll find our email address on the blog there. And I'll play your tunes if you're an Australian or Canadian or Kiwi artist or band. Scarlet Driver are renowned locally in Perth for great live shows. And now they have a release under the name. And we're going to feature a track called Ceto, C-E-T-O. So here we go. First up, we have a track from a new artist called Claire Hennessy. Then solo artist Purkinje, and then Scarlet Drive.
I shuffle up my tarot cards, and I'm tucking one stone in. Getting into my car with no change of clothes. Lord only knows. I'm trying it on and it fits me well. I am a coming second time I'll find a fire.
Drinking words like lemon lime, cause we're running out of water. Message just discarded like a bottle out to sea. She was respecting your desire. A mirror to a bluer sky with a smile of consolation. She's not there.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back on Stranded. I hope you enjoyed being introduced to three new Australian artists there. Claire Hennessy, April from her April EP, her debut EP, and then Perkinji. Voyager is the EP again, the title track. And then Scarlet Drive, a band from Western Australia, with a single called CETO, C-E-T-O. Let's get into the Canadian music. And the Indigenous Music Awards are going to be announced at Winnipeg's Club Region Event Centre soon. 19 categories have been announced and all the nominees. We're going to play for you three artists who've been nominated. Christy Lane Sinclair, of course, we've played a lot of her music on the show, and her latest release is out now, The Ability to Judge Distance EP. We'll play for you the lead-off track from that. And then Ainsley Simpson, her record Breakwall has been nominated as well. It's her debut record. Ainsley Simpson is Toronto-based singer-songwriter, and she is the inaugural winner of the Bullseye Media Emerging Artist Award from the Imaginative program. And then we're also going to hear from a band called Broken Walls, who've been around for quite a long time. They feature a gentleman named Bill Pagarin from Palma, Alaska on drums, Chris Di Lorenzi, who is Italian, and he's from Thunder Bay. And then on bass and backing vocals is Jonathan Markle, who is Mohawk. Fascinating group. They have been around since 1995, and their latest record has been nominated for the Indigenous Music Awards. It is called The Path, and we're going to hear the title track. So all three of these acts are nominees for the latest Indigenous Music Awards, starting out with Christy Lane Sinclair.
Time to strong. Will you lead us, one and all, on this path our hearts are made strong? Yahweh, oh, hey, oh, hey, 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 Yahweh, oh, hey, oh, hey.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
You're listening to a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music. It's called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Three acts there, all nominated for the latest Indigenous Music Awards here in Canada. All three of these artists, we've featured Christy Lane Sinclair before, but not the second and third artists. Christy Lane Sinclair, the latest record is The Ability to Judge Distance. We heard Ainsley Simpson with Breakwall, the title track off that record. The release is called Breakwall. And then Broken Walls, great rock, Indigenous rock band, and their record is called The Path. And we play the title track as well. We're almost out of time. I'm going to leave you with two tracks from Vancouver bands, two new bands on the scene, Gut Floor, a punk band, a track from the debut EP, and then Guilt Trap, their debut single PSA. And then I'm going to leave you with a track from a Toronto-based artist, AJ Ottaway. He is a highly skilled music producer, formerly a member of Ottaway Broda Allen Vancouver band. All three members of the band relocated to Toronto, and that's where AJ operates a recording studio. He has an EP out called Background Music, a full EP, and it's for a licensing for film and TV, available on YouTube. I'm going to play for you the first of four tracks from the EP called Chasing Safety. So AJ Ottaway from Toronto, after Vancouver bands Gut Floor and Guilt Trap. This has been Stranded. Bye for now.
Sleep and roll and tails punctuate. is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam